From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes Life Mark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
Life Mark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari, and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Lonnie Perkins, thank you. It is Wellness Night at Radio Night Live. And tonight, we are going to talk about a lot of different things related to your wellness. We've got Dr. Marty McCary back with us, who is one of the real all-stars at Fox News. I haven't asked him, but I'm dying to know. The president came out, said pandemic's over. And immediately people in New York State said, oh, so the public employees can stop wearing masks and be forced to get vaccinated. And Kathy Hochul said, no. Eric Adams said, get away from that. It's not over, but Biden says it's over. So who knows whether it's over or not, but I'm going to ask him all about that. Nick DeMauro is going to join us. You may know about the LEAD program. If you've listened to the Piscopo show for years, he and the Law Enforcement Against Drugs program has been really powerful, and what they are doing to try to help kids remain aware and kind of off of drugs and violence and the things that will hurt them. He's going to give us a little insight on what they're working on for the wellness of your children. Dr. Melinda Keller is going to be here a little bit later. We're going to talk back health and some things for the school year. You need to make sure, you know, those heavy backpacks. My little 7-year-old yesterday, Dad, my backpack's so heavy. And I was like, oh, that's right. You need to have that on both shoulders and make sure that you're standing straight when you're. So I'm going to ask her for some of those practical tips like that. But we've also got a very important story that's just crossing the wires that I think every parent listening needs to know about. And it's not medical in terms of wellness, but it relates to the wellness of your kids for sure. Law enforcement members are talking openly now while kids are returning to school. And in so many school districts across the country, particularly in blue states, they're saying, you know, finally, we're back to a full regular school year. And people in Florida and Texas, the place, are going like, what are you talking about? We had it the whole time. But it is a big deal. And so there are some things that are concerning. Deputy Sheriff Tim Creighton from Woodstock, Illinois, was actually on Fox News, and he was asked about this. When it comes to social media, what your kids are saying is you really need to be plugged in and aware, because it is giving predators access to children and scammers access to those children and their relatives' personal information. And he says, you know, I have people on my feeds that are sharing way too much information, and that's on his feeds as a deputy sheriff. He says, when it comes to what you should post, less is better. Your close friends and family know the important details about your kid, such as the town they live in, the school they go to, their full name. Strangers don't need to know any of that. And I actually know more than one social media friend of mine, and I actually know most of my... If you're on my personal page, because I have personal and public. If you're in my personal friends page, then I probably know you in real life. We've probably met. We've probably talked on the phone. We've had dinner. We've done those things. I have several in that arena that are also public figures, and they will not show the face of their children or give the names of their children or talk about where they live openly because of the concerns here. And I don't think that's necessarily unwise. I'm not really a strict adherer to it, but I don't have anything negative to say about people who do that. Anyway, last month, that sheriff's office shared a viral photo of the sheriff demonstrating exactly what he means. He held up a sign meant to celebrate the first day of school, one that shared way too much. It's that time of year, the sheriff's office captioned the image. Don't give predators, scammers, or thieves information that can be used to harm your children, family, or finances. And it was a picture that showed, you know, first day of such and such elementary school for our third grader, Sandy. You know, it's like they weren't even paying attention to it. The first warning was posted on August 8th and was shared by 135,000 Facebook users. They did this because the sheriff said it protects the child, but we also did it for the parents. A lot of people were commenting how they never, ever thought about it, but it was an important safety message created in an engaging way. Creighton, who's also a school resource officer, told Fox News that the image had been publicly posted and reposted as a reminder to parents and caregivers to think before you share. Cybersecurity, internet passwords, fraud, sex trafficking, there's a lot out there as to reasons that certain details should always be omitted. The Facebook snapshot showed Creighton holding a poster titled "My First Day of School." The left side shares mock information such as the child's name, age, grade, teacher, name of school. The right side image has those personal details blurred out, clearly suggesting that it's unsafe to include those details in a picture that's shared on social media. Creighton said the following details should also be left out when sharing photos or life updates throughout the year and beyond. School name, age, teacher's name, grade, any identifying feature, height, weight, etc., and overly personal information such as passwords, security, question answers. Of course, that stuff should never be done. But if you think about it, sometimes kids don't think that through. He said this information can all be used by predators, scammers, and other people looking to endanger your child, family, or finances. No matter your privacy settings or friends list, it's best to keep personal information on the internet to a bare minimum. And here's some tips. I always want to leave you with tips on this stuff. Is the account private? Not viewable to those who aren't approved followers. That's step number one. Always with your kids' accounts, for sure. Always make them private. Don't let public people find them. What is the child username? Does it give away any important information? Hi, I'm Alex Smith, age 3. No, don't make it like that. How many followers do the kids have, and who are they following? Are these strangers or people that they know in real life? Is their profile picture appropriate for their age? Does it give any information away, like a shirt saying, I just turned 10? This is viewable to the public no matter what. If the Facebook account is still private, their profile picture is still visible. He says, what information is in the bio? That information is also viewable to the public. Now, Donna Rice Hughes, who I've had on my show many times, she has fought the internet porn stuff really, really strongly. She's an internet safety expert, president of CEO of the Reston, Virginia-based Enough is Enough nonprofit. She echoed the advice of the sheriff. She said, sharing personally identifiable information on social media about a child may have unintended consequences, including being used by a sex predator, trafficker, or to track or harm a child. In addition to using privacy settings, the parental controls, parents are encouraged to teach their children to be as anonymous as possible in the digital world. Think twice before letting them, you know, make friends with people that they don't know. And not just on social media. If you have gaming apps, other digital communities where they may go in to play a game that may supposed to be just for kids, what are they saying to them in the chats that pop up on the screen? Are you paying attention? Donna Rice Hughes also says, think twice before sharing the first day of school photo. It may feel obligatory to do so, but inadvertently sharing too personally identifiable information about your child on social media comes with absolute risks. It's good stuff to just think about, friends. You're at the beginning of the school year. There's a lot going on. Your kids are going to want to do more and more online to show their friends. Who has access to them? What are they showing? What are they giving away? Just ask yourself those basic pieces of information if you want to keep their physical safety and wellness as a top priority for you as a parent. All right? That's easy to do. All right. The rest of the night, we've got a ton of different things to get to. Dr. Marty McCary, Nick DeMauro, and Dr. Melinda Keller, all before a very heart-wrenching closer tonight. You don't want to miss one second of Radio Night Live. Stay here.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes. Now on sale, for example, the queen size, regular price $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use promo code AM970 to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
With America in crisis and lies abounding everywhere, we thought it was a good time to provide the antidote. That's why this radio station partnered with the all-new Salem News Channel. All the hosts you've come to know and trust on this station are right there on TV. Same great lineup, only now you get to watch as well as listen. Download the app on your Apple or Android device. Watch us on Roku or on SalemNewsChannel.com. On the radio, we're right here. On TV, we're right there. SNC is the antidote to the mainstream media. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
You can't sleep. you can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
That's right. And I'm so pleased to be able from time to time to pick the brains of really smart people. Really, I mean, people far superior to me in the area of medical knowledge for sure. And the Fox News Medical All-Stars have been so gracious in giving us a little bit of time each week with one of them. And I'm excited to have Marty McCary back because he's one of my favorites, mostly just because he seems rather fearless. He just tells the truth and then lets, you know, the chips fall where they may. But Dr. McCary, it's always good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Kevin.
Let me just go quickly to the big soundbite from Joe Biden's 60 Minutes interview from this last week. The pandemic is over. If this is true, Dr. McCary, what does that mean in regards to almost everything related to public health right now?
Well, you know, I think people have become very emotional about the idea of the pandemic, and depending on somebody's political influence or what news they listen to, they have a distorted view of it. The reality is, I don't think anyone's really schooled in the official definitions of an pandemic versus an endemic versus an epidemic. And right now it's endemic, it's circulating at levels it's going to circulate at for decades or centuries. And so I think we're getting caught up a little bit in what he said. Now, what he said, he probably could have described better as we've moved to the endemic stage. And he probably could have said that about a year ago. So we're at a point now where we got to learn to live with it.
Well, and if that's in fact the case, then, Dr. McCary, if we are still putting in federal mask mandates and vaccine mandates and all the rest of these things, and, you know, there's, even though court cases have started to side with the people that would like to live their life maybe differently than what the mandates force them to, it seems like there's still this kind of like top down, we know better than you approach that they're not willing to let go of just yet.
Well, that's right. That's what's alienated the American public. You know, I worry about people knowing what they should know about hepatitis and HIV and tuberculosis, because we have no public health authority with any credibility left anymore. They not only ruined it, they continue to do so. I mean, look at what the FDA is doing with the Omicron vaccine right now. They basically said science doesn't matter. We decided it's safe and effective. We saw data on 8 mice and some private secret data from pharma on human trials that we're not going to share with the public, probably because it shows it doesn't work. And we're just going to do this. And not only are we going to approve it, everyone needs to take it. Every single person, natural immunity doesn't matter. And that's the sort of thing the American public sees through. And the disconnect is gigantic.
Yeah.
I mean, it is bigger than the Grand Canyon, because look at the number of Americans that have taken the Omicron-specific vaccine so far, after the White House and FDA and CDC have been pushing it hard for weeks. Almost nobody. It's like the baby vaccine. You have a month with the CDC and White House pushing it hard. The COVID vaccine for babies pushing it hard. And after a month pushing it hard, 3%
of
babies in America got it, and most of them just for school or summer camps.
And do you think, Dr. McCary, that is largely in part that the American public at some point said, I've just got to be more informed for myself, and started taking information into their own hands and investigating it more? And shocker of shocks, having actual conversations with their doctors about some of this stuff? I mean, from the beginning of the pandemic, the idea of keeping the patient separate from their primary care physician, so that you had to go to the emergency room, or you had to go to the Walgreens to get the jab or to ask for therapeutics. It always seemed kind of bizarre to me, because I would think the one person that would have most credibility with their patients would be the person they see all the time, not a government official saying, go to this person over here.
Well, I think people look at some of these government officials and they look at their own personal doctor at home and they say, I don't know if I believe in the massive centralization of medical decision making in the hands of these government career bureaucrats who rarely leave the city life of Washington, D.C.
Right.
Or the ivory towers of academia. And it turns out that 40% of pediatricians in rural areas have told parents, I would not recommend the COVID vaccine for healthy children.
Hmm.
You would never know that. You would never know that. But people are saying, I'm going to listen to my local doctor instead of some central, you know, career government doctor who served a term longer than most African presidents.
Well, and I just think that in setting it up that way from the beginning, that, you know, I think a lot of physicians, I think you and Dr. Sapphire and Dr. Siegel, you all wanted to be, you know, straight with your listeners and with your viewers and with your patients. And so you guys were, you were reading what the CDC was saying and you were comparing it to the studies that were coming out, and where science and messaging didn't depart, you guys were good soldiers. But as soon as it started to even the rudder just turned just a slight little bit, and you guys asked a few questions, and all of a sudden people that are asking the questions are now the problem. Like, that really, I think the American people see that, and I don't think it sits well with them. And I think, to your point, it doesn't instill trust in public health when you're talking about other legitimate public health issues that they need, you know, strategy for.
Well, there should be nothing more offensive to a scientist than the banning of questions.
Yeah.
And that's what we've seen. That's exactly what we've seen. I mean, as you know, my research team at Johns Hopkins did the longest longitudinal study on natural immunity at the time. And it comes out of the question, hey, it's been 2 years since New York at the time. It was 2 years since New York had their COVID pandemic hit the city. Why aren't we asking volunteers to have blood tests to look at those antibodies from natural infection and look at natural immunity? And why didn't Fauci do it? Why didn't anybody else do it? There's intense pressure in the medical establishment to say, don't study natural immunity, because if you study it, you will probably find that the antibodies are there and circulating and they work. And then some people might choose not to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've never seen that level of paternalism before. And you got to stand up against it. We got too many doctors in America just picking up their paycheck every 2 weeks. You've got to speak up when you see an injustice recommended against to the public.
Well, I don't think there's a more sacred bond between a patient, a human being, that is not a blood relative than that of their primary care physician, in terms of the trust that they give them. And I just thought it was shameful that we, you know, that people like Cuomo said, well, you can get therapeutics, but we're only going to release them through the hospital. So you got to go to the hospital to get them. When if they had from the beginning said, see your primary care physician, talk to them about whether or not the vaccine looks good for you or not. And, you know, depending on your personal circumstances, comorbidities, underlying conditions, etc., there should have been a kind of a massaging of that trust and a pumping of it up, instead of, you know, basically keeping them separated and far apart from each other. Dr. McCary, I just want to say thank you for all the valiant stuff you've tried to get out there, including your study on natural immunity. You were talking about that a year ago on this show and what the results were showing. And we just pray that you'll keep fighting the good fight. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Great to be with you, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Kevin McCullough, we got a lot more to get to, and I hope that you stick around. It's Radio Night Live.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Attention, New Jersey small business owners. Get answers about government resources to grow and thrive. We are the New Jersey Business Action Center, NJBAC. We are the only state government agency with business specialists at your service. If you own a company in New Jersey, we can help you register your business. build your business plan, resolve permitting issues, understand state rules and regulations, get your products to market, find new office space, and assist with finding capital. We provide you with the information you need to save you time and money so you can focus on what matters most. We've got your back at the back. Call us at 1-800-JERSEY-7. That's 1-800-JERSEY-7. This message sponsored by the New Jersey Business Action Center, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Why don't we get...
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, when we talk about being healthy or having a healthy sense of who we are, a healthy life, there are things that very easily try to get in the way of that and intervene in your own mind, in your own life, in your own body. Sometimes those of our children as well. And one of the things that I have really appreciated about my next guest is that there has been a desire to see how law enforcement can actually help in the battle for drugs and violence in people's lives and how it can make a real difference. In fact, their organization is called LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. And we are grateful to have Nick DeMauro with us, who is part of that group. And Nick, appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm real excited about growing LEAD through with and in partnership with AM 970 and 520. We're really excited about working with you.
Well, it's going to be a great partnership here in New York City. And you have you have chapters all over the country, right?
Yes, we're in 41 states and growing rapidly. We provide other services in a few other states. We have over 3,500 instructors and with over 1,500 law enforcement agencies we serve. And we're really excited about the direction of our organization.
What is the primary focus and methodology of LEAD? How do you incorporate law enforcement into the community work, trying to help people, you know, be aware that drugs are going to hurt them?
Well, first of all, our product is evidence-based, tested, proven effective, and we're excited about the curricula. We partner with the Mendez Foundation. We offer what we feel is the most effective curricula available to law enforcement in the United States. And this curriculum is designed in a way to educate the students on making good decisions and understanding the consequences of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, and along with violence.
Well, and yeah, and that's important. And oftentimes the two go hand in hand, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our mission is very focused. We stop drug abuse, we deter drug-related crimes, we stop bullying and violence, and we promote the resources that law enforcement agencies have in the United States.
Well, one of the ways that you're going to be getting the word out even more so is you're starting a radio show, and there are people that listen to me, Nick, across the country, and so it's great to have you be able to reach them digitally as well. But talk to us about the new broadcast that you guys are firing up this coming weekend.
Yes, and it's called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD guy, and obviously I'm the LEAD guy. I'm the CEO of the company, and I'm excited about bringing in guests to talk about current issues, talk about what's going on out there. You know, I have on Saturday, we have the executive director of the School Resource Officers Association for the country, and he's going to talk about what is an SRO, how do SROs get trained, how do they stay safe. And on top of that, we have the former U.S. drug czar from the Office of the National Drug Control Policy Office, Jim Carroll, who is going to be talking about, you know, fentanyl and the issues facing all of us around the country.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fascinating type of thing. I'm going to bring on prevention experts, police chiefs, school superintendents, instructors, classroom instructors. So I'm real excited about the direction of the organization. And we're going to stay on top of current issues. You know, hopefully there aren't that many, but when they crop up, we're going to address them, we're going to talk about them, and we're going to be a public service.
Well, sadly, we know very strongly. Sadly, we know very strongly that the longer that the border is left kind of wide open, the worse the fentanyl situation gets. And I've talked to many pastors here in the New York City area that are just tired of doing funerals for families, kids who have been victims of this. So this is really vital stuff that you're doing, Nick. And I really appreciate your heart for trying to reach as many people as you can. And friends, if you're in the New York City area, that's going to be Saturdays at noon on AM 970, The Answer, AM 970, The Answer here in New York City. If you're anywhere else in the country, if you go to AM970TheAnswer.com or look up the station on TuneIn or any of the places where you go to do your radio streaming, you can also get it on your app, you know, nationwide. And listen as well. And then I believe that the past episodes of the show will also be archived at am970theanswer.com. So if you miss an episode and there's a particular topic or something that is particularly helpful, you'll be able to chase that down afterwards as well. Nick DeMauro, welcome to the airwaves. So glad to have you with us, and thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you. And please look up LEAD. Like our Facebook page, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence. And go to www.leadrugs.org.
Leadrugs.org.
And I'll see you Saturday at 12.
All right. Sounds good. Nick DeMauro, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit TimTalksReverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We all know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One Free Sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, right here on AM 970 The Answer, Monday through Friday at noon. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week. Week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, get healthy, stay healthy.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher wants us to prepare.
We have a battle ahead of us. We have turmoil in America. We've got to be ready to fight. Not physically, but at the ballot box with ideas, with logic, with wisdom, with clarity. I know this.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman talking about prostate cancer.
Your PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it jumped to 60.
It was a shock to me. That's when I called Radiosurgery New York. Your office is a whole nother world. You immediately took this whole thing into your own hands. Beyond efficient.
Did you ever have a doubt that we weren't working for your benefit?
Not for 1 second.
And you knew that you had a cancer of the prostate that was aggressive and went to lymph nodes. And we put together a plan to try to get this terrible cancer under control, right?
It was just like you say, no pain, no cutting, no bleeding. It was so easy. No side effects, no nothing. Just perfect.
What was your PSA this week?
0.02.
Wow. For more prostate cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 choices, 2 and 2 choices. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight at 7.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Ooh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. We call it Wellness Wednesday for a reason around here. We actually do think about your health in very specific ways, and we want to make sure that we are doing what we can to assist you in those tips and pointers and other things that are going to, you know, help your life be of better quality. And yesterday, I made a boo-boo, and I think my next guest is going to, she might wrap my knuckles for it. Dr. Melinda Keller, my very good friend and proprietor of the Brooklyn Spine Center, the number one chiropractor in all of Brooklyn, and helping people in so many aspects of their health. And Dr. Keller, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being back.
Kevin, I look forward to our conversation all morning. Great to be back.
Let's talk about, well, so yesterday, I'll just give you the context, and then you can tell me what I did wrong. But I'm hustling the little ones off to school, and, you know, now they're 7th grade, 4th grade, 2nd grade, and they're more independent, and they get a lot more of their own stuff together in the mornings, and I just forget that sometimes they're as small and as still developing as they are. But we got out of the car, and I'm walking my little one, my princess, to her drop-off place, and she's like, "Dad, the backpack is so heavy." And she was only carrying it on one shoulder. And I said, "Oh, my goodness, sweetheart, you've got to put that on both shoulders, and you need to stand up as straight as you can." But I was reminded, you know, between Chromebooks and textbooks and notebooks and, you know, a spare jacket and a lunchbox and, you know, all the other things that they're shoving in those backpacks these days, what is that doing to their little spines as they are still growing and forming their bone health?
You know, good question, Kevin. And you mentioned the Chromebook. You know, so we're hoping that there'll be less and less because they're heavy. They're saying that your backpack, the latest studies are really showing about 10% of your body weight. So if we take a 7th grader, my youngest is 10th grade, what's a 7th grader weighing these days? They definitely should be, you know, 2 straps on 2 arms versus 1. And, you know, what I've been seeing for years is my kids, again, right, are getting a Chromebook. You know, there's less and less textbooks, which is a good thing, but if they are too heavy, it's not a great thing. Especially when they're young and they're developing.
And I was terrible when I was in school and through college, and then when I was doing a lot of commuting early in my career, you know, I would always just throw that really heavy bag over one shoulder. And explain what happens to the spine when somebody doesn't distribute the weight evenly across that. What does it do to the actual spine itself?
I mean, any, you know, whether it's a backpack on one shoulder, any one-sided or unilateral repetitive activity, you know, whether it's carrying, lifting, pushing, pulling, will you know, can misalign your spine, can cause an imbalance, can cause a posture that's off. We see it a lot, Kevin, with one-sided sports. Take a tennis player,
right?
You know that, you know, a serious tennis player, and take a student, take a high school tennis player. They can be practicing 1, 2, 3 hours a day. It's one-sided. You know, golf, very, very popular, and I must share with you, I have retaken it up as of yesterday. But again, it's one-sided.
Yeah.
Tennis, racquetball, pickleball, you know, golf, one-sided. You know, someone goes to a gym and they work out with a trainer, whatever they do with the right, they're doing with the left.
That's,
you know,
true.
So definitely, you want the spine in the center of our body.
If you are compressing on one side, if you're carrying a backpack, that compression, it just, the whole spine curves in that direction.
It can. It certainly can. All right. And we've been getting great results with the non-surgical spinal decompression.
Well, let's talk about that. If you've got, and I would hate to think that people would have children that would have misaligned spines, but if you've got anybody in the household that is, what are some of the first things that they should be doing to think about their health this year? Maybe a checkup at the Brooklyn Spine Center to kick things off.
Absolutely, or, you know, or a chiropractor that are happy, you know, with closer to them. You know, most parents, it's the beginning of school, and we're getting teeth checked and we're getting eyes checked. And I know my high schooler had to go for a pediatric visit and get this wellness form checked out so she could be allowed back in school. And too often the spine is neglected. You know, too often, Kevin, I'm seeing patients, I'm their first chiropractor. Some of them are 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of age.
And if they just had regular maintenance
to a chiropractor, and most of them are coming in with symptoms.
Right.
You know, where most people have been to a dentist, have been to an eye doctor, do get their blood pressure checked, and so forth and so on. People are still, you know, pretty just uneducated. It's not that people know and don't do it. I think just in general, people think chiropractors are back pain doctors, and we're wellness doctors. You need your spine holds you up. Your spine, Kevin, as you know, houses your central nervous system. You're better off with a bone in place than out of place. This is natural. You know, this is holistic. You know, I had a young patient this morning in her early 20s. You know, 3 weeks of back pain unprovoked, no injury, no accident. Mm. You know, went to her primary and has three different medications. And she's 23 years old.
Wow, that's young to be on that much.
A nerve block, a muscle relaxer, and a painkiller.
Ugh.
And it's like, whoa, I mean, you know, not that it's never necessary, but it's just not the first, you know, to us, and you and I have been chatting for many, many years, find the cause of the problem. You know, not just be concerned with the symptom, but what's
right.
causing it, and if you can approach it naturally, you know, without medication, injection, surgery, it's, you know, everyone agrees that it's best.
Again, Dr. Keller's not saying that there's never a place for any of those things. And in fact, there may be situations that require it. But if you get checked out, if you have regular checkups and you're keeping your spine healthy, then the likelihood of that, Dr. Keller, goes down considerably over time.
Yeah, healthy. You definitely want a healthy spine, especially, Kevin, as we age. You know, for some of the listeners that are getting more golden years, it's spinal health later on will really, a lack of it will really affect your quality of life.
Yeah. You know, well, this is why, friends.
People that can't ambulate anymore. I mean, it's awful. So
yeah, no, they can't even walk. But yet,
is absolutely best.
But yet, after just a few sometimes sessions with you and the spinal decompression, they're walking again, and they didn't think they would be able to do that.
Yeah,
friends, I'm going to encourage
rewarding.
You. I'm going to encourage you to go online to brooklynspinecenter.com. There are loads of testimonials, videos of people's firsthand stories that Dr. Keller and her team have helped, and I know that you will be encouraged by all of that. Dr. Keller, we always appreciate you being with us on Wellness Wednesday. Thank you for stopping by.
Kevin, we also appreciate the invitation, and I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, you've got it. And she just told me as we were just coming on the air, two more of my listeners this week were in there just this morning getting help from the Brooklyn Spine Center. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay here.
Hey, we all know the trials and tribulations applying today and that awful feeling that no one is listening. Well, give a listen to Joe Piscopo and what he recently went through at JFK Airport with the TSA.
I gotta tell you, JFK is not like an airport. It's like an alien planet. If you wanted to get a model for how not to run an airport, it's John F. Kennedy Airport. I go in, I'm in the clear thing, you know, and you go, oh, do I have to wait in line? Well, if you just go there and get one of the clear people and then they'll get you through, that's what you're supposed to do. So I wait in line. I got the clear pass in my hand. And then the girl that was in the TSA, she had the same characteristics as, oh, Goebbels or Himmler. It was as rude, as nasty, unprofessional, with this Napoleonic complex. It was terrible. as inexcusable and rude as anything I've ever seen. At JFK. Very interesting. We have a phone call. It looks legitimate from the general manager of JFK Airport. You're the real deal. You're the GM of all of JFK, ma'am.
Yes, I am. I want to say that the executive director of the Port Authority has zero tolerance for this behavior. And we work very closely with all our partners at JFK to ensure that we provide our customers with a wonderful customer experience. So I apologize. I want to try and make this better for all the other customers that have to fly through at JFK.
Joe Piscopo and AM 970, two huge voices to be reckoned with, fighting for all of us every day.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know I love performing at the Saccone Theater at Bergen Community College in Paramus, so I'm bringing my band and heading back there on Friday, October 21st, for an unbelievable show. A lot of comedy, some stories, a great tribute to Mr. Sinatra. This is a night you can't miss. It begins at 6 p.m. in a luxury tent right in front of the theater with a full dinner complete with signature dishes from Frank Sinatra's favorite restaurant, Patsy's, and owner and chef Sal Scagnamillo. You know what's really great? We'll be raising money for scholarships at Bergen Community College, a great school. You get valet parking, dinner, wine, the show, everything for one unbelievable price, $125. The Saccone Theater's an intimate venue that will sell out fast, so get your tickets now at tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu. Tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428. I'll see you there.
Now that I've got your attention, let me tell you all about us. Whoa, tough crowd. Anybody out there? Hello, anyone?
Fighting to be heard in today's competitive digital world?
It's time for Salem Surround. Let us handle everything and get your message seen and heard.
Let's turn up the volume on your business with Salem Surround.
For more information, go to surroundnewyork.com. That's surroundnewyork.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once more from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know, at the end of the show, I always try to have some sort of something that is tangible and something that you can hold on to. There's been a lot of discussion, medically speaking, about what is best for children that may express a desire to explore whether or not their gender is opposite of their sex. But what's being ignored in the press to a very shameful and harming degree for our kids are kids that are now trying to detransition. I want you to hear, this is a young woman who gave her testimony on Capitol Hill just this week.
Over the past decade, there has been as high as a 4,000% increase in children being referred to so-called gender clinics across the United States. I was one of these children. My name is Chloe Cole, and I am an 18-year-old former transgender child. I transitioned from the age of 12 up until 16 when I realized all was a lie. My story is a cautionary tale. Children and parents across the country have been caught off guard by gender ideology. Discussions about gender, transgenderism and gender identity went from being a relatively benign social oddity to a doctrine that has invaded nearly every academic, medical, and educational institution, seemingly overnight. How did we get to this point? How did we get to the point where nearly every pediatric institution in the country considers it best practice to remove the healthy breast tissue of children while administering drugs typically used to chemically castrate high-risk sex offenders? Raising these important questions is not bigoted, and the refusal of activists to give straightforward answers should be seen as a major red flag. People across the entire political spectrum who believe that this practice is morally wrong have been told that they are fascists or bigots for even questioning this atrocity. Others have been convinced by self-proclaimed gender specialists that this is the only treatment that will not end in your child committing suicide. I believe Americans deserve to know the truth about this radical and perverse ideology marketed as necessary and life-saving health care.
That is Chloe Coles, and she is exactly right. In fact, if you are following Kelsey Bowler's series over at the Independent Women's Forum, she's putting together a documentary most of which has included thus far moms who have had their children transitioned against their permission. We're talking about minor-aged kids. We're not talking about late teen and adult or young adult kids. We're talking about preteen and early teen children that school boards, school systems, teachers, etc., have assisted. And you're going to hear more of those stories, the kind of story that Chloe was just telling, because it is happening. She had her breasts removed as a 14-year-old girl. She was put on puberty blockers at 13. Her parents didn't know what to do when she told them at 12 that she wanted to be a boy. But she discovered by age 16 that it was all a lie and there was nothing she could do to go back and change it. This is the tragedy, friends, that this entire movement has brought about. And even our doctor friends that have been on the show, Nicole Sapphire, Dr. Siegel, they have talked gravely about the use of those blockers and surgeries for permanent change in a child's body that young. It's just not something. It's not good medical practice. It's not good at all. So try to encourage you. If your kids are struggling with this, there's help out there. Keep listening to this show. Keep asking questions. Don't just settle for what they tell you, that you have to give affirming care. Affirming care is not helpful. And there's a bigger and bigger number of children that continue to come forward and say that it just was a lie. Kevin McCullough, we will see you next time.